The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you,
Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now, a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have come to believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, the readings for this Sunday are about God's mercy, the necessary for trusting faith, and our needs for forgiveness of our sins. The opening prayer in today's Mass addresses the Father as God of mercy. In the psalm, we repeat several times, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." God revealed his mercy first and foremost by sending his only begotten Son into the world, who, as the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone, became our Savior and Lord by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Divine mercy is given to us also in the each celebration of the sacraments. In the first reading taken from the Acts of the Apostles, explain how the risen Lord continued to show his divine mercy to his apostles through the sick and healing ministry of his apostles in the early church. The apostles' faith enabled them to minister to the people, giving them the Lord's healing love in signs and wonders. Today's gospel reminds us how Jesus instituted the sacrament of reconciliation, a sacrament of divine mercy. The reason Lord gave to the apostles and their successors to forgive sins with the words, "Whose sins you forgive, they will be forgiven, and whose sins you retain, they will be retained." Presenting the doubting Thomas, famous profession of faith, "My Lord and my God." The gospel illustrates how Jesus showed mercy to the doubting apostles and recall the emphasis, the importance of the faith. As we recall Jesus' appearance to the apostles on the first Easter evening, we are vividly reminded of the sacrament of the reconciliation, the power to forgive sins which the Lord gave to his apostles. He gives the apostles the power of imparting God's mercy to the sinner. The gift of forgiving sins from God's treasury of mercy. In both sacrament of baptism and in the sacrament of reconciliation. In the liturgy, the church has proclaimed the mercy of God from centuries through the word of God and through the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. The gospel text also reminds us that the clearest way of expressing our belief in the presence of the risen Jesus among us through our own forgiveness of sins of others. Unless we forgive others, our celebration of the Eucharist is a just exercise in the liturgical rubrics. Yes, my dear friends, Thomas had not been with the apostles when Christ appeared to them first. As a result, he refused to believe. When the Lord appeared to Thomas, he said, "Blessed are those who have not seen but have believed." Yes, my dear friends, Thomas was able to overcome his doubts by seeing the risen Jesus. Modern Christians who are no longer able to see Jesus with their eyes must believe what they hear. That is why Paul reminds us, faith comes from hearing. This gospel also shows that faith comes in different ways to different people. The beloved disciples believe upon seeing the empty tombs. Mary Magdalene believes when the Lord calls her by name. The disciple must see the risen Lord. Thomas says that he must touch the wounds. Thomas uses the mind God has given to him and says that he must have some proof before he can believe this incredible claim. Yes, my dear friends, Thomas, the doubting apostle, makes the great profession of faith, "My Lord and my God." This declaration by the doubting Thomas in today's gospel is significant for two reasons. One is, it is the foundation of Christian faith. Thomas' profession of faith is the strongest evidence we have in the resurrection of Jesus. Second, Thomas' faith culminated in his self-surrender to Jesus, his fearless preaching, and a powerful testimony given by his martyrdom. When the Portuguese landed India in the early 16th centuries, They founded a group of Christians there, established through Thomas' preaching. So, my dear friends, one way the church celebrates God's mercy throughout the year through the sacrament of reconciliation. The gospel commands, be merciful even as your Father is merciful. It demands that we show mercy to our fellow human beings always and everywhere. We radiate God's mercy to others by our action, words, and our prayers. It is mainly through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we practice the mercy in our daily lives and become the God's faithful and merciful judgment. So, my dear friends, that is why Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta present in this way. If we pray, we will believe. If we believe, we will love. If we love, we will serve. Then only we put our love of God into our action. Amen.